What is up? Welcome back to HGTR Redskins Pod, and today we're doing something a little different. Today we're going to do, with the NBA mock draft being tomorrow, we're going to do an NBA mock draft. I've got a mock draft set up for y'all. I'm going to do one tomorrow with some trades in it. We did have a trade today, the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm thinking the Pelicans because tomorrow I will have the Pelicans trading that number four pick. But the Memphis Grizzlies traded Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz for the 23rd pick, Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver, I think Grayson Allen, and a future first-round pick. That's interesting. Kind of locks up who they will be taking unless New Orleans does something different. But in my mock draft, I don't think so. So let's get right into it. New Orleans have the Pelicans taking Zion. Kind of a no-brainer here. It's kind of just been I'm not too high on Zion. Might be a little biased because I am a UVA fan. But I'm not going to get too much into that. I'm just going to say I'm not as high as on Zion, but trading away starting power forward, and then they're going to have to bring in another power forward with Zion. They also have Julius Randle, who I believe is a free agent, so he's a power forward as well. But even if they don't get Julius Randle back, they'll draft Zion here, and they'll have a starting power forward with a great upside. But then now to Memphis with the number two overall pick, kind of secures what they're going to do here. When they trade it, Mike Conley kind of guarantees that they're going to take John Morant, point guard at Murray State, kind of lit it up here in the NCAA tournament and, lit it up through this season. I think he's my favorite player of this draft class. He's number one on my big board, but I think Zion will be going number one rather than Ja Morant. And also, I don't think the Pelicans need Ja Morant necessarily since they just picked up Lonzo. They also have Drew Holiday. So they also have that fourth pick could go Kobe White, Darius Garland. I'll get to that in just a minute. So let's go on to the Knicks. I got RJ Barrett. Kind of looking for a guy to come in and be a leader, number one guy. I think he RJ Barrett can come in and be the number one guy for for New York. They kind of want a guy coming in being like Carmelo was when Carmelo was in his prime with the Knicks. I think RJ can do that. I think they still got a ways to go with rebuilding their team, but I think getting RJ Barrett will be a good start to rebuilding their team. Now back to the Pelicans, the number four pick. I don't see them keeping this pick, but if they do, I see them going Darius Garland from Vanderbilt to secure that point guard position because, of course, we've seen Lonzo deal with injuries, only averaging 9 points a game. Just kind of secure up that point guard position in case Lonzo ends up not playing the same way he did like last year. So we have that they'll have Darius as a backup to Lonzo, and if anything goes wrong, they'll have him to fall back on. Cavs, I have picking DeAndre Hunter at UVA. I think they've got their point guard Colin Sexton. They've got a power forward. They locked up Kevin Love. Tristan Thompson's a solid center. So they got three pretty solid positions. Jordan Clarkson's an okay shooting guard, but they don't really have a small forward, a leader type. Ever since LeBron left, they haven't really solved that small forward problem. I got to start a small forward. I think DeAndre Hunter, a guy who can play two through five at times. I think he'll come in and probably be inserted into that starting lineup at small forward. And I think it'll be a good fit for the Cavs. And they also still have a ways to go. I think building up their bench as a team. But I'd say they're a lot closer than the Knicks would be because I think they're the Knicks, the Cavs, the Suns, and the Grizzlies, I think, are in rebuild mode, along with a couple other teams. But I think the rest of the teams are all right in the competition. If they got another player here or there, can do it. And then including the Pelicans with the two first-round picks and the players they got from the Lakers, I think will definitely help. They got Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo. I think they did not lose them. Of course, they lost Anthony Davis, but I think they will still with the right two picks here or a right trade for the fourth pick, we'll be in contention. Moving on, I've got the Suns taking Coby White, point guard next to Devin Booker. They haven't really had a point guard since Eric Bledsoe was traded. They had Alfred Payton came in, but he's not really a shooter. He's just kind of a ball handler, and most of the time it just go through Devin Booker. So bringing in Coby White to become the full-time point guard for them, I think will help. I think they also need a couple other positions, but I think they're actually aren't too far. I still think they're in a little bit of a rebuild. They need to lock up Devin Booker long-term. But if they get a point guard, I think it'll be a huge step for them. And I don't think they'll be too far from at least being a lot better than they were last year. I mean, last year they only won like 15 games. So I see them possibly with the right offseason here, they could have up to 35 wins. Still not enough to make the playoffs, but I think they're only a couple off seasons away if they lock up Devin Booker. Bulls, I see him going Jarrett Culver, shooting guard out of Texas Tech. Coby White is a point guard out of North Carolina. I don't know if I said that, but Jarrett Culver, I don't think that's their number one need. I think they could probably focus on a point guard or small forward here, maybe center. I think it's just the best player on the board right now, a guy that could possibly go top four, and he's falling to them. I just don't see them passing up on him. He could probably play with run Zach LaVine at the point. I just got done mowing, so all my allergies are flaring up. They could run Zach LaVine at the point. Chris Dunn's an okay point guard. He's still young. They could run Zach LaVine at the point and Jarrett Culver at the shooting guard. Jarrett Culver can also play small forward. So I think they'll play him at small forward mainly, and that'll kind of address that problem. I just think he's too good to pass up on when he's fallen to the Bulls. Hawks, I have going Sekou Diambo from France. I see them just getting a small forward type of guy they need. Another thing, like the Knicks, they just need a guy to type come in and, I don't know, necessarily lead the team, because you could call Trae Young their leader of the team, but also be that kind of that other scorer besides Trae Young. I mean, that's kind of their problem last year. They have John Collins, Trae Young, and then Taurean Prince, who's okay. But, I mean, I think Trae Young, they just need to get a couple more pieces for Trae Young. And I think Sekou could definitely help them. And then the Wizards, I see them picking up Jackson Hayes, a power forward center out of Texas. I just see that Dwight Howard's not a long-term solution. I don't see that. He didn't even play much last year. They could go guard here because of John Wall, possibly trade rumors about Bradley Beal. But I think if they end up keeping those two guys, I think they're still an offseason away, but I was trying to see if somebody walked in the door. But I think with that pick, I think they'll secure up the center position for a while. The Hawks, next pick, they have another pick. They have three picks in the first round, I believe, and three picks in the second round. So they got a lot of picks they can work with here. I see them going Cam Reddish, a shooting guard, a guy to play with Trae Young, another shooter to play with Trae Young, a boom or bust type guy out of Duke. I think he will be a good player. I think I'm really high on him. I think he'll be a good player for the Hawks for years to come. Wolves, I got Nasir Little, Andrew Wiggins, because kind of hadn't turned out the way they hoped they'd be. He had a couple good seasons and it's kind of just averaged out. So Nasir Little coming in to play that small forward to kind of be that leader of the team and hopefully do what they hope Andrew Wiggins would do, with come in and play with Cat. And I think Andrew Wiggins is still a pretty good average player, and they do need to keep him on their roster. But I think using Wiggins as like a six man or something and bringing in Nasir Little take his spot. The Hornets, I got going PJ Washington. I'm high on him from Kentucky, power forward. Hornets have a couple positions they need to work on. They definitely need to focus on getting Kemba back, so they could also go guard here. But I think they'll get PJ Washington and secure up a power forward spot. They also could go center. They could go many ways with this draft, but I think PJ Washington's a good player and they shouldn't pass up on him. The Miami Heat, I got going Roy Hakumra. I don't know if I'm saying these names right. Out of Gonzaga. Let's see here. Out of Gonzaga, he's a small forward, so it's a power forward. I see him kind of being, he could come in and be a leader, small forward type guy. And I don't really know much about him. I did not watch much about him. Of course, he played in Gonzaga. Gonzaga was a very good team last year. And I think the Heat could use a small forward. They got Whiteside locked up. Goran Dragic is going to be a free agent. So they got a couple positions they could work on. I think small forward is definitely one of those they need to work on. Then Celtics had to go and Kildon Johnson, shooting guard slash small forward out of Kentucky. I'm kind of playing that small forward. I mean, because Gordon Hayward hasn't been the same. Whether they put Gordon Hayward back in the starting lineup or keep him the sixth man, I think Johnson could probably play that small forward position for them. And I think he could possibly be a starter for them. He's another guy I like. I like a lot of these Kentucky players. I mean, how could you not like a player out of Kentucky? Next, the Pistons. I have them going Tyler Hero, a shooting guard out of Kentucky. A guy to play with Reggie Jackson. Of course, they got Blake Griffin. So they need a shooting guard. They've got Luke Kennard probably playing the small forward. I think shooting guard is really the only position they need for their starting lineup. I think they've got Reggie Jackson, now Tyler Hero, and then they would have Luke Kennard, Blake Griffin, and then, of course, Andre Drummond. So I think that would be a pretty good starting lineup for them. And I think they made the playoffs last year. I think they got to keep Blake Griffin healthy and think they're a couple pieces away from possibly winning a series in the playoffs. I'm not saying NBA finals, this, that, but being up higher, not the eighth seed, maybe being like sixth seed and maybe being in contention to win a series. The Magic, I have Romeo Langford out of Indiana. He's a shooting guard. The Magic have a lot of positions they need to work on. I think shooting guard is one of those. They could also go point guard here. They got Jonathan Isaac. He hasn't really turned out too much. I think they could go many ways here. I just think one of the better players on the board right now is Langford. I see them going with him. Hawks with another pick. I have going Bol Bol, a center. Alex Len just doesn't seem like he's going to cut it. He might. I mean, he's still pretty young. But I think if they go Bol Bol here, they will definitely secure up that center spot for them. And we didn't see much out of him out of Oregon last year. He got hurt, but I think he's still a monster. He's tall. So we'll see what happens with him. Pacers are going to go on Brandon Clark, power forward center out of Gonzaga. Probably play the power forward next to Turner. Of course, you got Victor Oladipo and Matthews. They'll play the small forward. They probably get point guard, but I don't see them. I see Clark being one of the better players on the board right here, and so just go ahead and take him. Spurs are going Gaga. Why do these players have weird names? I can't say their names, so sue me if you feel like that. The center out of the representative of Georgia. A center to play next to. I'm totally blanking. Center to play next to LaMarcus Aldridge. Probably could go point guard, shooting guard as well. Or not shooting guard, they got DeMar DeRozan, but probably smaller forward, maybe point guard as well. They got a couple ways they can go with this, but I think also center would be a good way for them to go. Next, we have the Celtics. I have because Celtics also have a couple picks. I might have skipped them. Yep, I jumped ahead. Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, Celtics, Bruno Fernando He's a center out of Maryland. They got Robert Williams last year, but I don't think he did much last year. I don't know how. And then, of course, they're definitely going to lose out. I think they'll lose out for Al Horford. So I think they will get him and let Robert Williams develop and this guy develop, and those will be their future centers. Maybe also target one in free agency, but I think they go ahead and get a center here. Thunder got going Kevin Porter. Kevin Porter out of USC, shooting guard, small forward. I got to play for Andre Roberson, of course, because Andre Roberson's definitely shaky in shooting. He's a great defensive player. He's also get hurts a lot, so I got to come in and play for him if he gets hurt. Also a better shooter, maybe a better offensive weapon for them. So then the Celtics I have going Ty Jerome. I heard he had a really good workout, Ty Jerome out of UVA. I heard he had a really good workout. Of course, they could possibly lose. I think they'll lose Kyrie, and they could possibly lose Terry Rozier as well. So bringing in point guards is kind of a no-brainer. Ty Jerome, one of the most, I think, play-ready point guards in this draft. Not saying that because it's UVA. I've just seen that around from a lot of NBA draft analysis, and I think that I heard that he had a really good workout. So I just don't see Boston passing on him here with their last pick of the first round. I see them getting Ty Jerome. Grizzlies, this is the pick they got from the Jazz. I've got them going Eric Pascal, power forward. They're completely in rebuild, I think. I think they got Jaren Jackson. So him to play next to Jaren Jackson, in between Jaren Jackson and Jonas Valanciunas. Then they, got Ja Morant. Maybe need to focus on that shooting guard position in free agency or the second round. But I think they are probably in a rebuild mode, but also close to finishing that rebuild already with the way they've done the way they've handled this. And so, and then I've got the Sixers taking Nickeil Alexander-Walker, a guy to come and play shooting guard. J.J. Redick, of course, is older and is a free agent. Also could probably play point guard if you don't want to play Ben Simmons at point guard. Just an offensive weapon at guard. I see them going with that. And then I see the Blazers going Mesti Thiongbo out of Washington. Shooting guard, so small forward. I think he'll come in and play small forward. They have, of course, a good point guard, a good shooting guard, a good center. I forgot. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and I forgot his name, the center. He got drafted by the Nuggets and was traded to the Blazers. I've totally forgot that. But they've got those positions, so they can focus on power forward, so small forward, some players off the bench as well to work on. But I think they will secure up that small forward position with this pick here. And then the Cavs. I've got going Mifundo Kabuglini. I don't even know how to say that. He's a power forward slash center out of Florida State. Go ahead and be a backup for Tristan Thompson. They don't really have any depth of position, so go ahead and pick that up and get the depth settled here. And then the Nets, I have going Shima Okiki. Out of Auburn. He's a good player. I'm high on him as well. A small forward, such power forward. Come in and play. I think he could be they're a young team. They have young depth at every position. Of course, they could go guard because of D'Angelo Russell being free agent. I have heard rumors that they possibly could land Kyrie Irving. So I'd see them going ahead and getting a small forward slash power forward to be the bench player and probably six man type player for them. Warriors, I got going Cam Johnson, a guy I like as well at a UNC. A small forward just come in. Of course, KD, even if he leaves, he can't play next season because of the injury. So come in, he'll probably end up starting small forward if they go this way. Spurs, Kaz Okapka. A shooting guard to smash for a small forward. This is shooting guard they need to work on, or not shooting guard, small forward, the position they could work on. Because of course they traded Kawhi Leonard, so go ahead and get him, play small forward. And then the Bucks might be a biased pick here. Carson Edwards, I know he's early or late, first round, early second round, but I have him sinking in the first round here. This might be a bias pick because I am a Bucs fan. Carson Edwards, of course, we got a lot of free agents. We did lock up Eric Bledsoe and Carson Edwards as point guard, but got a point guard off the bench. George Hill's a free agent. That is our backup point guard. So bringing him in, be our second point guard, possibly play shooting guard if we end up losing Malcolm Brogdon, which I hope we don't, but is also a possibility. So a good he'll come off the bench definitely, and will definitely be a player I'm excited to watch if this would happen. Some notable second round picks that I'm going to use. I'm going to use 2019 NBA Draft.net for. I'm going to give you some notable second round picks they have here. They have Carson Edwards going to Phoenix, which also would be a good pick. But they have them going a different direction in the first round. They have them going DeAndre Hunter and then picking up that point guard in Carson Edwards, which I think would be a smart move, but that would have to depend on whether they can get Carson Edwards in that second round, which is definitely possible. Grant Williams out of Tennessee going to the Pelicans, the power forward. A lot of power forwards going to the Pelicans here, but I think he'll play center. He also plays center. And then honestly, in my opinion, they'll go center here with this pick if they don't trade back and get a center in the first round, which I see possible. Then Kai Bowman going to Atlanta, a backup point guard for Trae Young, a guy that I like watching. Kyle Guy going to the Kings. That would be pretty cool to see Buddy Hield and Kyle Guy play together, both lights out shooters. And then Taco Fall going to the Pelicans. There's their center they need. Yeah, and that's about it. That's about the notable picks. The Raptors with their first pick is number 59 overall. Second to last pick is going to get Chris Wilkes out of UCLA, small forward, in case Kawhi Leonard leaves. But with that being said, thank you for listening to this NBA mock draft. I have a mock draft up with trades soon. Thank you for listening to this. Don't forget to subscribe to HETR Redskins Pod. Go follow the Redskins or the page on Instagram to get notified when all the podcast is up. Thank you to Anchor at Redskins Coverage at NFL Redskins News. And thank you for listening.